Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we come on this morning with a grateful heart to say thank you for this another day that you have blessed us. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back over to you. Father God, that you might unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your love, your grace, your mercies. Thank you for sitting high. Thank you for looking low. Thank you, Father God, for favor. Thank you, Father God, for everything, everything, Father God. We give you praise, Father God, for we realize that no matter, Father God, what it look like, it's going to be better. Father, because when we see Jesus, our soul will say amen, amen, amen. Our soul say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We commit this service into your hands. Father God, hallelujah, you might unfold this day according to your wisdom, according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And we bless you and we say thank you, God. Thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Good morning, 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 family. Amen. Good morning, friends. Good morning, visitors. Amen. Good morning to everyone listening in on this morning. We greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to say top of the morning to you and to your family on this day. Amen. Which is the last Thursday in the month and the last Thursday in the year. Amen, that the Lord has brought us. Amen. And we just want to say thank God that we are here. And we're here in Jesus' name. Amen. So welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week to lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. Please have a seat at the breakfast table as breakfast is about to be served. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Amen. The Holy Spirit is doing all the serving. Amen. Hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. Amen. And he prepares the table before us in the presence of our enemies. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. For this meal. Amen. Hallelujah. He who hungers and thirsts after righteousness, amen, shall be filled. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. And I'm thankful. I'm very, very grateful. Amen. 52 Thursdays. 52. And that might seem like a short number. Most people aren't living. A lot of people aren't living to be 52 years old. See, they're dying younger and younger, and God has blessed us to see 52 Thursdays in this year alone. Amen. So we're very, very grateful in Jesus' name. All right, today, amen, glory be to God. We want to finish our conversation, glory be to God, and our thought, amen, glory be to God, about, you know, we beloved, as we want to do some self-examination, hopefully you have. Amen. And some things that you want to do differently for the new year. Glory be to God. And a lot of people make New Year's resolutions. But, beloved, we don't have to wait till New Year's. That's for sure. Glory be to God. And when you're serious, amen, you're ready for the changes right then and right there. So we don't want to, amen, keep on doing the same old things, especially if it's not right and according to the will of the Lord. Amen. And expecting different results. Okay? A psychologist say that's the definition of insanity. If you want something different, you're going to have to do something different. Amen? And so we want to be changed by the word of God, because change is not change until it's change. So we are wrapping up. Amen. Well, thank God. Amen. For the Christmas holiday. And we're still in the festivities of that. Most people are. Amen. Preparing for the new year. Just want to take you back. Amen. A couple days here to Luke chapter number 2. Just want to read this verse in your hearing. And Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Luke chapter 2, amen, glory be to God. And just want to read a couple verses, amen, because I just love to read the word of God. And it says, verse 4, so Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room available for them. Amen. Well, that's a beautiful story. Amen. Glory be to God. It's a true story, too. Why did you read that, Pastor? Because, amen, it ties right into, amen, what we are talking about, beloved. Amen. On earlier this week, amen, we were encouraging you through the word of God, amen, to be careful, amen, how we look at individuals, and we want to see people the way God sees people, beloved, because it's not always what it looks like. And you never know what the future is for that person. You never know, amen, what God is calling them to be and to do. Amen. Glory be to God. You never know. And we left off on Tuesday talking about David. David was a shepherd boy, and, you know, on the backside of the desert, raising sheep, smelling like sheep. That wasn't no pretty smell, see? But he ended up being the king of Israel, beloved, a man after God's own heart. Amen. Glory be to God. And how Samuel, Jesse, did not even acknowledge his own son when Jesse came to the house. Amen. When Samuel came to Jesse's house to anoint one of his sons to be king, he called all his boys in except the one that God chose. And sometimes we do the same thing. Sometimes we choosing everybody else except the one who God chose. We're choosing this person to be our friend, this person here, you know, beloved, as the most likely. Amen. We're choosing everybody except the one who the Lord chose. We never know what's inside of a person. So, glory be to God. So, beloved, we just want to encourage you this morning, amen, to look again at the situation that you don't understand. So we're all in situations we don't understand. We don't understand everything. We only know in part. See, we only know in part. God does not tell us everything that he knows, beloved. Amen, because we got to handle even that which he has already shared with us. But, beloved, amen, the reason I read that scripture this morning, amen, about Mary and the virgin birth, number one, because we're still celebrating the birth of Jesus, amen, he was born. If it was December or September or June or whatever month it was, Jesus was born, okay? Glory be to God. But, beloved, try to imagine what Mary must have gone through. Here she is, virgin, never knew a man. Glory be to God. Amen. And she had already conceived Jesus, given birth. Amen. Her firstborn son. But try to imagine what was going on in her mind at that time, beloved. Here Mary is about to give birth to the Son of God, who will one day redeem the whole wide world. Ooh, my God, the whole world. That's the whole world. That's the whole world. That's the United States. That's Russia. That's China. That's Afghanistan. That's Africa. Glory be God. That's Asia. Yeah, that's right. Pull the map out. Yeah, go. Yeah, the whole wide world. So here she is, amen, about to give birth, beloved, amen, Glory be to God, to the Son of God. And she needs a place to stay for the night. Anybody ever needed a place to stay for a night? I know I did. There's been situations I needed a place. I didn't even have a place to stay. Glory be to God. And Mary is in the same situation. See. Now, somebody, beloved, amen, because Mary and Joseph, they was moving around. Somebody had the opportunity of a lifetime. Give Mary a place to stay that night. But they didn't. They didn't understand the whole situation. Beloved, we have to pray for understanding. If they only knew the baby that was inside of Mary, not only would they have given Mary a place to stay that night, they would have given Mary their bed. But they didn't understand the situation. They didn't understand Mary. They didn't understand, beloved. And if we're not careful, we do the same thing. We don't understand. God, give us understanding. Glory be to God. Beloved, as we read, glory be to God, and you continue to read in this chapter here, Luke 2, and all the Gospels, glory be to God, the Bible tells us that there was no lodging available for them. In verse number 7, glory be to God. It says here, and that there was no place, glory, there was no guest room available for them. They threw somebody out the room. They said, look, we changed our mind. You got to go. Here's your money back. Beloved, opportunity knocks. But the innkeepers were too busy to open the door and seize it. Because they just did not understand. Beloved, we have to look again at that seemingly hopeless situation. We just don't understand. Sometimes people are asking us, you know, I need help. I need this. I need that. And we're turning people away. Beloved, glory be to God. We don't know, amen, what God had looked. We're turning some people away. They might end up being your landlord. They might end up owning half the city that you live in. You just don't never know a person's future, beloved. You might end up working for them. Your children might end up working for them. And we're turning people away because of what it looked like, you know, and we just don't understand. We haven't even tried to understand. Because why? Because we're judging people. We're judging people. We're not giving them an opportunity, but yet we're all, every day we're praying to God, amen, to help us. Forgive us our trespasses. See? Beloved, amen. Remember, amen, the little boy, amen, in the Bible, amen, with the two-piece fish dinner. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that he had two pieces of fish and five loaves of bread. Glory be to God. And here he is following Jesus with his lunch. I guess he figured when I get tired following on Jesus, I'll sit down and I'll enjoy my lunch. I mean, you know, he's only talking about two pieces of fish. that ain't going but so far. I know when I fix my dinner, lunch, whatever, I fry, bake at least two pieces at a time. You know what I mean? Because one piece is just a teaser. You got that, you know what I mean? At least two pieces. But, beloved, again, here it is. Glory be to God. Amen. Can you see this little boy in the corner with his little lunch? Glory be to God. Just enough to feed one person. Matter of fact, when Jesus turned around and said, oh, what do we have here for the crowd? What do we have? Because the crowd had been following Jesus. Jesus knew they was hungry. See, Jesus is concerned about you. Jesus is not only just concerned about your spiritual condition. Jesus is concerned about your physical condition, too. Jesus didn't try to preach a word, do a miracle or nothing. He said, let's feed them first. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Andrew told Jesus, he said, well, we got this little boy over here with his lunch and two pieces of fish. He said, but what good is that with this huge crowd? He said, that ain't going to do nothing. We got over 5,000 people here, and all we got is two pieces of fish. But, beloved, when we continue to read that story, and I encourage you to read it, you can find the story in the book of St. John, the sixth chapter. Amen. When the Lord blessed that lunch, it was more than enough to feed 5,000 people. When God blessed that two-piece fish dinner, see, glory be to the living God. Baby, there's always enough. There's always enough. I've seen it over the years, glory be to God, as we were all crowd up in my mother's house. Glory be to God, amen, for a holiday, a celebration, you know, her children, all my seven sisters, and, you know, and their families and all of us. And when we bless that food, let me tell you something. Everybody is as leftovers. Everybody can take home a plate. Always. It seems like the food just stretches. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Some of you might know the song, amen, that goes, a little as much when God is in it. Amen. Glory be to God. One of the songs, amen, that I was taught growing up, little as much if God is in it. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen, we want to encourage you this morning to look again at that enemy who seems unchangeable. Y'all remember, before Paul, the Apostle Paul became Paul, his name was Saul. Now, we're still reading the Apostle Paul's writings today because he was responsible for two-thirds of the New Testament. But for those of you who don't know, when you research Brother Paul, and his name was Saul, he was attacking Christians before his salvation. He would hold the coats of those who would martyr, amen, and they were killing Christians only because they was Christians. Saul was a bad guy, highly educated, okay? But here he was doing the Lord's work, because he had not had that life-changing encounter with Jesus on the Damascus Road when God knocked him off of his donkey. And I'm being nice today, because I would use the word that the Bible used, when the Bible says ass. God knocked him off his ass. Glory be to God. He had an encounter with Jesus. Amen. Life-changing, because when he got up off the ground, he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" Amen. Glory be to God. He was converted, beloved. And if God changed his name, amen, from Saul to Paul. And we're going to be teaching on the importance of names, too. He said, "I got to change your name." Glory be to God. Huh? But, beloved, amen, think about the people that gave up on Saul, gave up on Paul when Paul was Saul. The people that wrote him off. Look at this and look at that. No. And they out there and they doing bad things. Yep, they doing bad things, and we're gonna pray for them. And don't worry. Oh, Saul paid for his choices. Oh, he paid for it. He had that thorn in his flesh. He died with that thorn in his flesh. Beloved, you can't write nobody off if they're saved or not saved, is what I'm telling you. And we know it's easy when they're not saved. We know when it's easy when they're acting like a heathen. They're supposed to be saved. But look at Saul. Around there killing Christians. What does that mean? That means you can't even look down on those that are incarcerated, beloved. Because you still don't know what God's will is for them. You still don't know what God has put down. You don't know what their destiny is. If they had an opportunity, somebody would have took Saul out of here before Saul even got to Damascus. They said, oh, really? Oh, you want to treat my brother like that? Well, I got something for you. They would have taken revenge out on Saul, but God did not allow that to happen. Why? Because there was a calling on Saul's life, and God knew that Saul was going to be changed. He was going to be converted,
And if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Beloved, some people right now we want to get at, but God is saying no. Because God knows that they're going to be converted. God knows, glory be to God, beloved, that somebody you've given up on is going to dedicate their life to Christ. They're going to come in. They're going to be for real. They're going to be serious about it. They're going to give it all to him. They haven't done it yet. You don't know they're coming, but he know they're coming. This is why we can't put our mouths on people. We can't judge people. Our obligation is to pray for people. Because the truth of the matter is, some of us, if our enemies could have taken us out, they would have taken us out by now. But God didn't allow it because he knew that we was going to get to a place where we was going to stop playing church. We was going to get to a place where we was going to really fall in love with him. We was going to get to a place where we was going to walk in total obedience to him. And it's no telling where God is taking you, or them, or us. And Paul is a prime example. Responsible for two-thirds of the New Testament. 75% of the time when you open your Bibles and go to the New Testament, you're reading Paul's writings. But his lifestyle before his conversion did not equal up to this. And a lot of us, our lifestyles prior to our conversion and even after our conversion still don't line up. But beloved, amen, we still cannot give up on people. Because only God knows the future. Only God knows. And we trying to put some people in hell, beloved, and you, let me tell you something. You're going to be shocked when you get to heaven and find out that they're your neighbors. The ones you done put to hell, done sent them to hell, and you're going to get to heaven and find out they're your neighbors. Because we sure don't want the reverse to happen, for you to miss heaven, get to hell, and find out that they ain't there. Glory be to God. I know a lot of people used to ask my mother coming up through the years about, you know, hell and heaven and all that. And do you think they went to heaven? And she said, I tell you what, when you get to heaven, if you see them, you know they made it. If you don't see them, you know they did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, God has not revealed to him what he has revealed to you. Saul at that time did not know. This is why Saul was passionate about the wrong things. People are passionate about the wrong things because they don't know the right things, or they haven't made a decision to choose the right things. I'm encouraging you, beloved, this year, glory be to God, as we examine ourselves, because as the new year come in, we want to do better. We want to be better. We want it until Christ be formed in us. Don't counterattack, beloved. Don't counterattack when they're coming against you, and don't give up on them. He said, now, wait a minute, Pastor, hold on in. Baby, what love got to do with it? Everything. Don't give up on them. Can you imagine the buzz that was going around town if everybody had known? Yeah, and that Mary out here trying to get around, and here she is having the baby out of wedlock. They just didn't understand. Beloved, we need to pray and ask God to help us to understand. The same way we want people to understand us, and people misjudge us, beloved, then we need to pray for that understanding pertaining to other people so that we do not misjudge them. Because if we are honest, if we are very honest, we will say most of the time we do. Easy to do, but we don't want to take the easy way out. We don't want to take the easy way out. Beloved, God is about to do some great things for some people. Some people that you least expect, some people that's least expected. I believe in this time that we're living in, beloved, in this last hour, amen, some of the ones we least expect, we want to see God raising them up. Preachers and teachers and business owners and millionaires and all type of godly influence. God is going to do it for them and through them. Beloved, hear me. Glory be to God. So we can get a different attitude pertaining to our brothers and sisters and people in general going into the new year. Because, beloved, we cannot love God if we do not love God's people. And that's the saved and the unsaved. Jesus loved everybody. He died for the unsaved. Now, who dies for the unsaved? Beloved, rarely are people as they first appear. That's why you got to get time to know people. You got to pray for people. You got to be patient. You got to wait this thing out. Believe none of what you hear, half of what you see. I remember when I was young and I used to sing on the choir and we used to travel around from church to church and they saw this deacon coming out the bar. This is the young people on the bus that we was on. And they, boy, I'll tell you, they ran that deacon's name down in the ground, beloved. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, and I believe the truth, amen, is the deacon had to go to the bathroom. Now, he was a man. He could have went beside the car, you know, and pulled it out, you know what I mean? But no, he went into the bathroom. And they saw him coming out the bar, amen, and they just assumed that because they saw him coming out that he was in there drinking or whoring around or whatever, whatever, whatever. Believe half of what you see, beloved. Give people an opportunity. Nobody has to stay the same as they are today. And, beloved, when God begins to work in their lives, anybody you know, anybody I know, I mean, lottie-dottie, anybody, lottie-dottie, everybody can experience a 100-degree turnaround. And sometimes within 24 hours. Somebody can experience a 100. Now, you don't want to go 360. If you go 360, you're ending up where you're starting where you ended. We don't want that. We want a 180. We want a about face. Anybody, beloved, before the new years come in, their lives can be changed. They can surrender in a moment, beloved. God can do it in a day. I want Jesus. I make Jesus my choice. I want to live for the Lord now. I'm ready now. Baby, that can happen to anybody within 24 hours because you know why? It happened to me and you. And within 24 hours, I never forget the day. I never forget the day that Jesus entered into my heart. I never forget it. I actually felt him enter in. I was, glory be, 25 years old. I never forget the day. And somebody else can have that same testimony. At that time, beloved, amen, before I gave my life to the Lord, there was a season of time I wasn't even talking to my mother. Because I knew when my mother called, she had wanted to say something about Jesus. See that? See? See, sometimes you're at your worst right before you're at your best. The devil knows, amen, that he's about to lose you. Beloved, when you see people acting like a heathen, when you see people acting all rambunctious, when you see, that's just because the Holy Spirit is trying to get their attention. There's a warfare going on. Beloved, don't shut them down. Don't shut them down. Pray for them. Pray for them. And the same way I came to him, the same way you came to him, that person is going to come too. See, and you don't know where they're going in life. You don't know where they're going. You don't know what God's the calling is on their life. Nobody knew that Saul was going to be Paul. Nobody knew that Mary was going to be the mother of Jesus. Nobody knew. Nobody knew that little boy with that two-piece fish dinner, glory be to God, was going to, supply lunch for 5,000 people. Nobody knew that David, the shepherd boy, was going to be the king of Israel, man after God's own heart. Nobody knew that Esther was going to save the whole nation of the Jews. Nobody knows. So, beloved, as we end this year, amen, as we end this year, ask God to help us. Ask God to forgive us, number one, for judging people. And ask God, beloved, amen, to help us. That don't mean we accept people's foolishness. We don't accept people's foolishness. But you can't give up on them. You can't give up on them because God didn't and God won't. Yeah, but they a lesbian. Yeah, so what? Yeah, and they're homosexual. Yeah, and so what? And so what? You better be careful because that converted lesbian, amen, glory be to God, man, end up living in your mansion. You better be careful. God loves the sinner. He hates the sin. He loves the sinner. As gross as their sin is, you hate it when you hear about this, you know, people messing with babies and senior citizens. All unrighteousness is sin, beloved. The truth of the matter is, glory be to God. They're messing with them babies. Glory be to God. And senior citizens is no more unrighteous than your gluttony or your gossip or your lying. God loves the sinner, beloved. We have to enter into this new year knowing that. And if we get that right, we will approach people differently. We will pray for people differently. We will make ourselves available to witness, make ourselves available as a vehicle to lead and introduce these people to the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory of Lords. But it won't happen if you're judging people. It won't happen if you don't give them an opportunity. They're drunk. I'm going to say this as I close. Glory be to God. He went on to be with the Lord now, Pastor Johnson. But before Pastor Johnson was Pastor Johnson, Pastor Johnson was Drunken Johnson. And he would go out there on the weekends and do his thing and come home stumbling over the place. He was so drunk, okay? And his wife, glory be to God, Mother Johnson, glory be to God, when her husband came home, amen, she put her husband in the bathtub and bathed her husband. And when her husband got sober enough to eat, she feed her husband. And she loved the devil out of that man and loved the hell out of that man. And Mr. Johnson became Brother Johnson. He gave his life to the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And a few years later after that, he was Pastor Johnson. And the man was a soul winner. She didn't divorce him because he was a drunk. She never gave up on him. Beloved, what am I saying? Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your spouse. Don't give up on your parents. Don't give up on your neighbors. Don't give up on them. Because you don't know when they're coming, but they're coming. And you don't know what God has put in them. And you want to be a part of that. So let us begin to treat people differently. Glory be to God. Let us begin. Let us begin to love folks, beloved. Just love them. Love the hell out of them. Love them. One more thing. I'm really finished. So this person I know, they said, I'm going away for a few days. I said, okay, good. Where are you going to stay? They said, I'm going to stay, amen, with this person. With this person here, these were two women that got married. She said, no, I ain't staying at the hotel. She said, I'm staying over here with these two women. They got, not only did they get married, they adopted the baby. I mean, they did the real family thing. They got two kids. I mean, like stuff that, you know, we say, you know what I mean? We put our nose up to that kind of stuff. And she said, no, I'm staying right over in there. Glory be to God. Now there's a relationship, there's communication, now there's conversation about Christ. Beloved, we don't know. Let us stop, look, let us stop being so self, we can't be self-righteous. We can't have spiritual arrogance. We can't think that we're better than anybody else because we're born again. Because yet for the grace of God, we wouldn't be where we are. Glory be to God. We don't want to, glory be to God. Of course, you're not going to act like the sinners. You're going to draw a line with sinners. You're not going to tolerate, but you're going to pray for these people is what you're going to do. You're going to pray for them. And when they want to reach out to you, you're going to make yourself available as the Holy Ghost allow you. And you're going to be available. You're going to talk with them. You're going to pray with them. Glory be. And you're going to remember where God brought you from. He might not have brought you from lesbianism, but he brought you from something. Amen. And as we are converted, let us strengthen the brethren. And so this is the attitude that we're going into. In 2022, we loving everybody. No more isms and schisms. We loving everybody. Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we confess our sins. Forgive us. Forgive us for talking about people, judging people, not trying to help people, not praying for people, want to send people to hell. Father God, won't even witness to people, won't even let them know that Jesus is the answer. Father God, please forgive us. Please forgive us. Jesus was always in the hood. Jesus was always in the hood. He was always in some sinner's house, not practicing sin, but allowing the light of God to shine through, Father God. And when Jesus left that house, somebody's life was changed. Jesus really cared. He really loved. Father, help us to care. Help us, even if it means getting dirty, Father God. Sometimes we might have to get a little dirty. Whatever we need to do to win the loss at any cost. Father God, help us. But we can't do it, Father God, if we think we're better than they are. And we're not. And we're not. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. And God's word will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. We will be back tomorrow with the last message of the year. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I'm not quite sure, but I got an idea. I think it's a teaser to our New Year's Eve service. I want to invite everybody out 9:30 tomorrow. Well, not out, but right to your computer. Amen. Minister Erica and I are going to do a tag team service. Glory be to God. Amen. The mother-daughter duo. Amen. Glory be to God. And some of you might not know what tag service is. A tag service is when both of us are going to be preaching. So Erica's going to start. Amen. And then when Erica stops, then I'm going to jump in. And then when I stop, she's going to jump in. And we're going to do it just like that until the Holy Ghost gives the benediction. Amen. The glory be to God. We sort of know what our subject is. The subject is embracing the new. But I don't know what Erica going to preach, and Erica don't know what I'm going to preach, and that's what's going to make it so much fun. Amen. So we are posting it today. Amen. You'll be able to join us, amen, on Zoom and on Facebook and on YouTube and on our website. Our website, Erica's website. So we have all the information on Facebook today. Amen. And so come on and join us. That's our New Year's Eve service, 9:30 tomorrow night. But tomorrow morning, Lord's willing, I think I might give you a little teaser. I ain't sure. I have to see what the Holy Ghost is going to say. Amen. But our subject is embracing the new, beloved, because it's time to do it. Amen. Because God wants to take us somewhere, but we got to have the right attitude. Amen. As we go. Amen. Your attitude determines your altitude with the Lord. All right. What is today? Today we'll be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. And back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Come at the top of the hour. Amen. With your prayer petitions. And we thank God for our faithful prayer warriors. Amen. They are ready to serve you. Amen. Standing in the gap. We pray for them. Amen. We cover all of our ministers here and prayer warriors under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And to God be praised. And I think that's it. This is the last Thursday in the week, last Thursday in the month, last Thursday in the year. And we want to thank God for bringing us this far by faith. Amen and amen. I don't think I'm leaving something out, but I think I am. But if I am, amen, I promise, amen, I'll bring you up to speed. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, that is it. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the word of God. Father, thank you for checking us. Thank you for checking us, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you for checking us. That's all we want to say. And thank you for loving us so much, Father God. Hallelujah. But, Father God, we have to admit, because sometimes we get a little selfish, that you don't just love us. The truth of the matter is you love the whole world the same way you love us. That's what we keep forgetting. We think we're your favorite. We think we're your favorite child, Father God. We forget that you love everybody. We do really do forget that sometimes, but we don't want to forget it no more. We don't want to forget it no more. We say thank you, Father. Father God, as we go out today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, Father God. We ask you to cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Thank you, Father God. May there not even be a mechanical malfunction. Father God, we say thank you. Amen. No COVID deaths, Father God, no deaths, no premature deaths. Father God, in Jesus' name, and we say thank you, we say thank you. Meet us at the altar, bless the prayer warriors as they come, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and Father God, we ask that you would bless them and keep them, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over and over. And over and over and over again. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it shall not, it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Everybody have a beautiful, wonderful, glorious day. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep thee and make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen, amen, amen. I love you. Amen. And I want to say thank you for allowing me to serve you today. Amen. And Lord's willing, amen, we'll be back again tomorrow morning for the last message in the year of 2021. If we don't meet you on this side, we meet you on the other side. Amen. Glory be to God. But one way or another, we're going to meet up. Amen. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Blessings. Thank you.